Kenneth Moten from ABC News is on the phone. Kenneth, I'll just take a minute of your time, but I got a couple of questions about how the immigration debate is going. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. I hope you're well.
We're doing just fine here in Chicago, but the whole world is watching what's happening along the U.S.-Mexico border, and it seems to me like the Democrats really feel like they have the president on the ropes here, but whenever the president feels cornered, he usually just gets that much more stubborn. Which way is this thing going to break? What are you hearing on the Hill?
What we're hearing here is there might not be a legislative fix, especially this week when it comes to the separation of immigrant families. You're right. The president has remained defiant. We saw him just about an hour ago at a speech that wasn't even about immigration, but he spent several minutes talking about immigration. And he essentially says Congress needs to act and give the government the legal authority to detain and promptly remove families together as a unit. And if not, then this will continue, his zero-tolerance policy that's resulted in the separation of these families. And so you saw Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer also today, just moments ago, just as defiant, saying the president needs to fix this. This is not a legislative fix, and the president can literally fix this in the next minute with the stroke of his executive pen.
Well, that's because those people would still be doing what they're doing. They'd still be breaking the same laws. But the question is, how vigorously do we prosecute them, right?
That is exactly right, because we know that this has been the case and the laws have been on the books for the past few years when it comes to George W. Bush administration, President Obama's administration, but the Trump administration is doing things differently as far as enforcement of the laws. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary says that this administration is actually enforcing the laws, but they're doing it to an extent that it's resulting the criminal prosecution of the adults who crossed the border who are with children. This is resulting in the separation because obviously you can't take children to prison or to jail. But we're seeing a number of laws here. We are seeing a number of bills here that are being introduced that just target the separation of families. Republicans and Democrats are introducing legislation that just focuses on stopping the separation. One bill even keeps the family unit together while the adult awaits prosecution. We've seen other bills by Republicans that will keep the families together but put them in some type of temporary shelter or a tent city until the prosecution happens.
What does the president want? Is he hoping that the legislation would include border wall funding?
The president wants four pillars, as he calls them. He wants his border wall funded. And that's about $25 billion that we're hearing in one of the bills that the president will be briefed on today when he comes to Capitol Hill. It addresses that. He wants changes to the visa system. He wants also a number of other things when it comes to border security. And the president is calling for all of those things. And essentially, it's a non-starter for him. Obviously, Democrats are pointing to the fact that they believe that the president's using these crying children as a bargaining chip, as a pawn. But the president says no. He hates to see these families separated, but he's enforcing the law here.
One last thing. Do you sense that pressure from Republicans might get him to change his view on this a little bit?
I do think if anything is possible when you have a good bit of the GOP conference, even the hardline conservatives who are breaking from the president here and saying, you've got to stop this. I think it could have an impact. But at this point, I think the president sees this as, you know, one of his number one campaign promises. We know this president likes to keep his campaign promises, and he feels that his base is on his side. And with his base on his side, with him keeping to his promise, that he is in, essentially the winner here. He's on the right side here. But I will say that those images are powerful, and the chorus, the bipartisan chorus here on Congress, is getting even louder as well.
Okay, Kenneth Moten, who is in Washington following the debate on Capitol Hill, the president's meeting with the legislative leaders today, is that correct?
That is correct, at 5:30.
5:30 your time, right?
My time, yes.
So 4:30 our time in about an hour and a half here. Okay, we'll follow that story. I know you guys do for us. Kenneth, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Hey, thank you.
Kenneth Moten with ABC News.